We're live. It's the Roller Around Barrel Podcast. It's a podcast interviewing players, coast, lots of words. Co-host today, Rudy Frias, Swamp Fox. Rudy, say hi.
Hello.
That's it. All right, we got another player here. He's got a match coming up, so we want to act like we're in a hurry, but we're really going to keep him for 8 minutes, whether we talk fast or not. It's Southpaw Greg Simons. It is Simons, right?
That is correct.
God, I should have asked before we record, but I'm not the most professional host in the world. From the Indianapolis Blues, Greg, how you doing?
Fine. How about you?
Good. We're going to start off these questions with those musical surveys you do on the Facebooks. Is it still going?
It is still going. Yep.
Yes, it is.
Is it the same one, or do you do multiple different ones?
Two songs every day. I got different categories, like either 8, 16 songs, whatever, and just work on three till we get a champion each time.
Oh, so you've had many champions.
Yes, and then there's a grand championship after I get like 8 or 16 small champions.
So, what categories have you at this point have finished on there?
Oh, geez. Different, many decades, 50s, 60s, 70s, everything through 2010, soundtracks, hard rock.
Soundtracks. Okay, everything. There we go. Soundtracks. What was voted as the best soundtrack of all time?
Oh, it's just the song Don't You Forget About Me from The Breakfast Club. Ooh. By Simple Minds.
I don't know. It's a top tenner. What were some of the other entrants in that, Greg?
Wow. That was one of the very first ones, so it's hard to remember exactly, but... Geez, yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
So the winner of that category would be Meet Me Halfway by Kenny Loggins from the Over the Top soundtrack.
Oh, my God.
I thought about doing a Kenny Loggins soundtrack category.
Meet Me Halfway.
Footloose was one of them. We did have Footloose in there from Kenny.
No, overrated. It's Kenny Loggins is a soundtrack machine. Did you have Danger Zone from Top Gun in this?
Not yet. It will be there sometime in the near future.
Man. Danger Zone for my Kenny Loggins, first karaoke song I ever sang. Never sang it again. Worst thing. Greg, how's your experience so far at the Ohio Cup this weekend?
Fantastic, as always. We got 3 games with the Blues yesterday, 3 today. Yesterday I played with Cincinnati Buckeyes and Black Bottom Nine, so I got 7 games. I thought it was a pretty good day. So I'm going to take it easy today, just due to 3.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. You've been coming to the Ohio Cup. Is it safe to say decades?
Yeah, I started in 2001.
Yeah, because yep. I remember filling in as just like this kid with the Blues back in the early 2000s at the Ohio Cup. So you have a lot of history. You're familiar with this area and Columbus. It is Saturday evening. What are you trying to do Saturday evening in Columbus, Ohio?
Saturday, just trying to find some place to take the team out. We can share a dinner together. For several years, we're up in the Worthington at the Winking Lizard Bar and Grill. Uh-huh. But they closed down. 1 year, I actually asked you for recommendations after they closed. And last night, we went to Pastimes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. It's all right. Nice. Slow service, but...
Yeah.
Everybody's got slow service. What did you order for your entree last evening?
I had wings. I had some spicy blue cheese wings.
Nice.
Spicy. So the blue cheese was the side sauce, right? So you got spicy wings with blue cheese on the side, or was this some sort of blue cheese concoction?
The blue cheese was in the sauce. It's like a buffalo blue cheese thing. Yeah, pretty good.
Yep.
Pastimes. I know where that is.
go ahead. Shout out to Pastimes.
I was confused, yeah.
No, well, because I've actually been there one time.
Okay.
No, that's exciting. So you've been here for a while. What keeps you coming back? I know it kind of is a silly question, but, I mean, especially being an out-of-state club and having to travel each year for Labor Day during a holiday weekend, what keeps the Blues coming back?
It's to see you, Rudy.
Oh, there it is.
That's why I come back.
I mean, it really is all the friendships and the camaraderie. We see teams here sometimes that this is the only time we see them, but we know there's going to be a lot of teams we know that are going to show up, and it's great to see those faces and have those acquaintances again, especially after not playing last year, all the more excited to come back this year. And the Muffins do such a fantastic job hosting things. The fields are always great. There's always plenty of food. You know, whether it's rain or shine, 90 degrees, 70 degrees, we know we're going to have a good time.
That's fantastic. I couldn't agree more.
What do you got left in your season, Greg?
So next weekend we have one of our big events. It's down in near French Lick, Indiana. It's the West Baden Resorts We play on the front lawn. Sorry, West Maiden Springs Resort. French Lick and West Maiden, they're like 2 miles away from each other. And, you know, Larry Bird's from French Lick, so that's how anyone would know that name.
You just ruined my question.
Sorry. But, yeah, we have six teams there. I keep pushing to get a second field. They showed us a second field a few years ago saying this is where the Cubs had their spring training in 1907 and 1908 when they won back-to-back World Series. Would you guys like to have a second field here? Instant yes. And then... You know, it was like June the following year. They said, sorry, it's too wet.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm like, it's spring. It's going to be wet. It will dry up by September. But, you know, we have, like I said, six teams. We'd love to get to eight or more if we can get a second field. Play it on the front lawn there. They've made a whole vintage weekend out of it now. So, you know, the vintage clothing and things like that. It's this domed, like basically, it looks like a beautiful silo building for the West Maiden Springs Resort. And it's just, it's gorgeous and it's a nice place to play out there. We get a good number of fans. Somebody had their old Model T a couple years ago, convertible. Sweet. Giving people rides. Yeah,
good stuff. Rudy?
Nothing? I get lost in the answers because I just love had not had the chance to travel out to play a match with you gentlemen, but for our club Barrel Roller, the Capitals, we see the Blues, you know, twice a year occasionally, sometimes at the World Tournament, sometimes here. Always a great time. Always so much fun. Let me ask you this. What would you say, besides just having a season and present company excluded, what would be a highlight of your 2021 season for you, do you think?
Oh, wow. Apparently I'm supposed to answer the play of Wildcat, who's standing 10 feet away from here, raising his hand, pointing at himself. It's always a highlight to play with Wildcat, but... Boy, that's tough. I mean, again, yeah, just getting out to play all over the place. Last year, we played about six or eight dates, played our good friends from White River about half of those games. Uh-huh. So the chance to see teams again we hadn't seen in a couple years. So just playing a full season again.
I got a follow-up here. Okay. So you're traveling a lot, and yeah. You're a well-traveled gentleman. You had to spend a week somewhere. I won't limit you to the continental United States. Where are you spending that week?
New Zealand.
Amazing.
Yeah. We actually lived in Australia for 6 months. COVID brought us back here, and I'm kind of glad to be back to play vintage ball, but we took a week and went to the South Island of New Zealand, had a wonderful time there. I would go back in a heartbeat.
So if you find this 8-minute interview interesting with Greg, you can go into the Roll Around the Barrel archives and go to episode 6 of season 2 and listen to Greg wax poetically about his life for at least an hour. I don't know. They're all about an hour. Yeah. And, Greg, in the future, would you consider doing a category of Mickey Mouse Club members that went on to have music careers and for that to be a category?
That is not a category I've thought about before, but it makes sense. There's definitely good candidates.
There's
out
Justin
there.
Timberlake. There's Christina Aguilera. Is Britney Spears part of that?
Sure.
Yep.
No?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Don't act like you don't know, Rudy. God, with your I'm cool sunglasses on and you're like, I don't know, yeah.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. Mickey Mouse Club alumni. Good idea.
And there's probably a couple more. There is a couple more in there that we're not even thinking of. I know there is. I mean, it's going to be Dirty by Christina Aguilera. Am I right? I mean, that's going to be is that the winner?
You just want it to be the winner.
No, it's going to be Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, yeah.
Well, we already did.
Greg, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate the earlier interview you gave me for the whole hour archive, season 2, episode 6. Thanks for stopping by today. You're about to take the field in just a little bit, so I appreciate you, and stay healthy, my friend.
All right, thanks for having me.